out to do. What'd you hear me preaching?
Well, I mean, I was wondering what gospel you're preaching. Let's see this.
I'm preaching Christ crucified.
Yeah.
And I'm preaching that you got to come out of the world.
Yeah.
And you got to come out of false religion. Are you guys with the Catholic Church?
No.
So I did. So I preach.
I'm not a Catholic Church. Is this for a wedding?
Yeah, there's a Catholic Church event.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm preaching to that. But the priests and the popes have perverted the word of God.
True.
So has the evangelical modern pastors.
Yeah.
So have the Jehovah Witnesses right down the street that we rebuke. The only way you're going to find eternal life is one way.
Yeah.
Through the shed blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Repentance to him, you heard me preaching that.
Yeah.
And when you're born from above, that repentance leads you to holiness and obedience, which means you do come out of all these church systems that are not of God, and you come out of the culture that has you all.
It's all about a relationship.
No, it's about a covenant.
No, but
the Bible says a covenant.
It's
not relationship.
But it is a relationship with Jesus.
Jesus didn't teach you. Ready?
I agree, it is a covenant.
Jesus didn't teach you all to dress in pride and vanity. That's not the relationship of God.
But we're there for a wedding.
Yeah, but weddings are pride and vanity.
Okay, but you go to support.
And God, that's an abomination to God.
I agree, but you go to support a family member.
We obey God before. Would you go to an LGBT wedding?
No.
Why?
Because I don't support that.
Well, why would you support a worldly, carnal, prideful Roman Catholic wedding? This is paganism. When you go in there, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see Mary lifted up above everything, and they call her the Queen of the Universe. Did you know that is old goddess worship?
So let me ask you.
Goddess worship.
If your family member was getting married, you wouldn't go to the wedding?
Absolutely not. I serve God.
Okay.
Jesus came with a sword, Matthew 10, to divide mother.
Right, I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Mother.
I will.
Jesus said in Matthew 10, I come to divide mother from daughter, father from son. You follow him. Men drop their nets and follow Jesus.
Married?
Of course I am. So my wife right there.
Okay. So did you guys get married in church?
No.
You did not?
No. God didn't ordain getting married in churches. We're married before God. We're committed to each other before God. But look at the pride. Look at the vanity, the paganism that goes on. They'll do the mass probably at the wedding. A lot of them do that. The mass is a re-crucifying of Jesus over and over.
My question to you, do you think by yelling at people like this,
yelling?
I'm just saying, like,
I didn't yell. I lifted up my voice.
You're getting defensive.
I didn't yell. I'm correcting what you're saying. That's like saying by punching people in the face. Did I punch anyone in the face?
I'm not. First off, I'm just saying.
So I didn't yell.
Do you believe what
I didn't
you're
yell.
Doing is helping the
Jesus
game?
Said, go lift up your voice,
you
preach
okay.
the gospel. Now I have a question.
Yes.
They all treat themselves nice in the Catholic Church and never call out sin and know each other in relationship.
Let
me finish.
Judge
the Bible tells me to judge the body, the people that claim Christ.
It does?
Of course it does.
Where in the Bible
Matthew 7, get the plank out of your eye, then judge your brother's eye rightly. Judge whatever is in his, the mote in his eye. Get the plank out of your eye,
so do you
then
have
judge
any
the splinter.
In your eye?
No, I don't live in any willful sin.
You have no sin.
I don't live
so
in
you're
willful
Jesus
sin.
Himself.
I don't live in willful sin. When I get in my flesh, I repent of it. Okay? So you should repent of all your sin.
I do, but
no,
what I'm
but
saying,
this is pride and vanity and worldliness
you're
and
not
paganism.
Letting me speak. That's the thing.
You're defending paganism.
I'm not defending anything.
Sure you
anything.
Are. You're going to go in there and
talking.
Stand before Mary and you're going to say that you're there for a family friend. Family. That's idolatry, sir.
First off,
and you lied. I didn't yell. I lifted up my voice.
What I'm
Jesus
to
said,
say,
lift up your voice to go preach the gospel.
I
can't listen to
what
lies.
I'm saying is you're not helping the gospel.
Sure, sir, you aren't helping each other. Who helped you to come out of the world?
What do you mean?
Who helped you?
I've
who helped you to come out of the world and all this paganism?
How many mission trips have you been on? How many times have you helped people?
Really? I preach all over America. It's where I'm called to preach.
Okay.
Okay.
And how many people have you saved?
The mission trips leave you worldly.
How
you have
many
a false God.
How many people have you saved doing this?
Sir, God saves people. We don't save anybody.
Okay, but
you're
how
prideful
many
to think
you
save anybody.
How many people have you led to Christ?
You're prideful. Do you think you save anybody? I don't lead anybody to Christ. I preach the gospel and I tell people to come out of the world and come out of false religion, sir, which you haven't done.
Okay.
So unless you do that, all the relationships.
I'm going to heaven.
No, you're not, sir. Unless you come
apparently
by the gospel and endure. But if you live in willful sin like this, you're not going to make the kingdom. And I love you enough to tell you. All your relationships haven't brought you out of your sin.
Whatever.
They haven't brought you out of your sin, sir. All your relationships have not brought you out of your sin. That's the street preacher's job, to go and preach and tell you Roman Catholicism is sin. That if you participate with it, you're in sin. If you live like the world, you're in sin. If you carry yourself in pride and vanity, you're in sin. If you go against God's ordained ways, you're in sin. Sin separates you from a holy God. If you lift up Mary, you're in sin. If you follow the Pope, you're in sin. If you show off your body, you're in sin. If you cake yourself with makeup to lift yourself up in pride, you're in sin. If you party for weddings, drunkenness and debauchery is sin. Fleshly, worldly ways is sin. What else can we tell you? Sin before a holy God is going to be judged and dealt with. It's loving to call you out of your sin to repent and seek the kingdom of God.